श्रीमद् भगवद् गीता साधक संजीवनी चैप्टर 10 वर्स 41 लिंक इन द 18th वर्स अर्जुन रिक्वेस्टेड लॉर्ड कृष्णा टू डिस्क्राइब हिज ग्लोरीज एंड पावर ऑफ योगा हैविंग डिस्क्राइब्ड हिज डिवाइन ग्लोरीज नाउ ही डिस्क्राइब्स हिज पावर ऑफ योगा इन द नेक्स्ट वर्स
यद्यद्विभूतिमत्सत्वं श्रीमदुर्जितमेव वा तत्तदेवावगच्छत्वं मम तेजोषसंभवम्
Every such thing that is glorious, brilliant, or powerful, know that to be a manifestation of a spark of my splendor. Comment.
Yadya dvi bhuti matsatvam shima durjita mevava.
Whatever glory, brilliance, power, beauty, or any other singularity appears in inanimate or animate things and persons, etc., should be known as a manifestation of a spark of the Lord's splendor.
Tatta devava gachatvam mama tejo sha sambhavam.
Without him, there is no singularity anywhere. Therefore, whatever specialty a person observes, he should regard it as the Lord's and so think of him only. If he thinks that the specialty is of a person or a thing, etc., he has a fall. If a chaste wife observes something special in any other person except her husband, her chastity gets polluted. Similarly, if a devotee perceives any singularity anywhere except in God, his exclusive devotion is affected. Whatever beauty, glory, or attraction, power, or any other quality appears in an object or a being, it is only the Lord's. How? If it has been of a person or a thing, it might have remained there forever. But that is not so. Then who is it? It is of the Lord, who is the illuminator, the origin, and the base of all of these. One who regards it as of a person or thing gets entangled in the world and gains nothing. But if he, after a serious thought, comes to know the fact that objects and persons that are perishable cannot possess those qualities, they are only the Lord's, he attains bliss. An electric current works our radio, but an ignorant person may regard the sound coming only from the radio without attaching any importance to the electric current. While a person having knowledge of it knows that the radio works by electric power, similarly an ignorant person may regard the specialty of a person and an object as theirs, but a wise man treats it as the Lord's. In the 8th verse of this chapter, the Lord declared that He is the source of all the creation, and from Him all things evolve. It means that whatever glory, brilliance, power, or any other specialty is seen is of the Lord. Once a saint heard a prostitute singing a song with a melodious voice. He cried, "Oh, what a melody bestowed upon her by the Lord!" Thus the saint, instead of paying attention to the prostitute, paid attention to the glory of the Lord. Therefore, wherever any beauty, excellence, quality, or specialty appears, should be regarded as that of the Lord. But it does not mean that we should not feel thankful to those who have done good to us. With their qualities, we should be grateful to them, and we should render service to them, but we should not get entangled in the world by regarding these as belonging to them. An important fact. While describing his glories from the 20th verse to the 39th verse, the Lord has used the term Asmi, I, several times to lay emphasis on the fact that He is the origin of all divine glories. He has used the term Vidhi, knowledge, two times, once in the 24th verse and the second time in the 27th verse, and Avagacha, know, in the 41st verse. The term Vidhi, know, has been used to make us cautious. A man becomes cautious by knowledge and by a ruling power. A preceptor imparts knowledge, while a king rules with his authority. In the 24th verse, the Lord mentions the name of preceptor, Brihaspati. It means that people should know the reality about his divine glories through a preceptor. That knowledge will lead them to unwavering devotion. Gita chapter 10 verse 7. In the 27th verse, the Lord, by mentioning the king as his divine glory, means to convey that we, through the ruling power of a king, should follow the right path, that is, make our life virtuous. To bring home something, a preceptor applies his love, while a king applies his power. A preceptor wants his disciple to attain salvation, while a king wants his subjects to obey the rules of the country. The terms Uchay Shravaha and Airavata in the 27th verse denote prosperity of the king. So the term Vidhi, knowledge, in this verse specially seems to be used for the king. The term Avagacha, knowledge, used in this verse means to know the reality that whatever distinction is observed in the universe is only the Lord's. Thus, by giving the term Vidhi two times and Avagacha once, the Lord means that so long as a person does not carry out the orders of the preceptor and the king and try to understand reality, the knowledge imparted by the preceptor and the authority of the king will be of no avail for him. If he himself carries out their orders and knows the reality, then and then only it can be useful for him. Appendix. Besides the divine glories already mentioned, if a striver is attracted towards any person or thing, there he should behold God. That is, he should firmly hold that that specialty is not of a person or a thing, but that is only God's. When he firmly believes that there is only God, the world will disappear in the same way as we hold that in ornaments made of gold, there is nothing else besides gold. Then existence of the ornament is lost. When we think that in the toys made of sugar, there's nothing else besides sugar, then toys vanish. The reason is that, in fact, the world has no existence. Only the man self, because of his attachment and aversion, has sustained the world. Hear ye dam dharyate jagat. Gita chapter 7, verse 5. The gist of all this is that a striver has to attain the goal, Vasudeva Sarvam, all is God. Therefore the Lord, according to Arundhati Nyaya, has described his divine glories so that strivers may realize Vasudeva Sarvam. Because when the striver beholds God in divine glories, then God will be seen everywhere. That is, there will be no attraction for things. But there will be attraction for God only because God has manifested himself as things. What whatever specialty or remarkability is possessed by man, that is bestowed upon him only by God. If God has not possessed that specialty or remarkability, how would he have bestowed it upon the man? How can there be any specialty in the fragment, ansha, which is not in the whole, anshi? A man commits an error that he, by regarding the specialty as his own, gets proud of it and does not pay attention to God, the origin, the source of the specialty. All things, persons, etc. of the creation are perishing every moment. The specialty in the form of beauty and power, etc., which is perceived, also vanishes. Therefore, everything of the universe is preaching us the practical sermon. Don't look at me. I'll not stay forever, but look at my Maker, who has manifested himself in different forms and who will stay forever. Whatever beauty or power or remarkability is being perceived in me, that is not mine, but that is only his. Having realized this fact, we shall have no attraction for things and persons, etc., but we shall behold God in them. Thus there will not be bhoga, that is, enjoyment of pleasures, but naturally there will be yog, that is, natural eternal union with God. God is the remarkable storehouse of all powers, arts, and sciences, etc. Powers can't stay in the inert Prakriti, but can stay in divine Godhood only. How can the knowledge by which all actions are being performed stay in matter? If it is assumed that there are powers in Prakriti, even then it will have to be accepted that Prakriti has no ability to reveal those powers, to use those powers for the creation of the universe, etc. As a computer, in spite of being inert, works wonders, but it is made and conducted by the sentient, that is man. It can't work without being constructed, guided, and conducted by man. A computer has no independent existence, but it is man-made, while God exists by itself. Had God not possessed special traits, how would they have been inherited by beings? A particular trait of the seed is found in that tree, which grows from the seed. How will any special trait, which is not in the seed, be possessed by the tree? The poetic talent of a poet comes from God. The power of oration of an orator comes from God. The power of charity in a donor comes from God. He is the origin of all these powers. Salvation, knowledge, and love, etc., all have been bestowed upon us by God. This is not the evolute of nature. If I am an embodiment of salvation, this is true, then how was I bound? When was I bound? And why was I bound? If I am knowledge personified, this is true. From where was ignorance emanated? How was it emanated? When was it emanated? And why was it emanated? How can the darkest night of Amavasya stay in the sun? In fact, knowledge is the possession of God. But a man has assumed it as his own. Thus, ignorance has evolved. I am knowledge personified. Knowledge is mine. This I and mine, egoism and the sense of possession, ahamta mamta, is ignorance. When we are not inclined towards the Lord, who has bestowed upon us salvation, knowledge, and love, then it appears that salvation is mine. Knowledge is mine. Love is mine. This is the singularity of the Lord, that He has endowed us with the things in such a way that we think that they are ours. This singularity of God is an example for strivers which they should follow. A man commits a blunder that he assumes the thing which has been bestowed upon him by God as his own. But he should not cast a glance on the most gracious giver. He sees the thing received, but he does not see the giver. He perceives the action, but he does not perceive the cause by whose power the action could be seen. By whose power the action could be done. In fact, the thing is not one's own, but the giver is one's own. A man becomes a karma yogi with the power conferred on him by God. He becomes a jnana yogi with the knowledge bestowed upon him by God. And he becomes a bhakti yogi by possessing the devotion, love showered on him by God. Whatever singularity or specialty is observed in a man, that is all the gift from God. Having given all the things to him, he does not reveal the fact. This is his nature. Narayan, Narayan, Narayan.